market has turned. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A bear market on Wall Street as the S&P is now more than 20% down below its record set earlier this year. The Dow lost 876, the Nasdaq off 530. Investors jittery over inflation as consumers are already paying more for food and other products.
Kraft Heinz warning now that prices for Miracle Whip and Maxwell House coffee are going up this summer. In fact, Kraft has raised prices nearly 14% the past 2 years. And same thing as well for Oreo cookie maker Mondelez, Campbell Soup, meat producer Sanderson and Tyson Foods. Now, if you're going out to eat instead, restaurant chains are doing the same. Think of McDonald's, Shake Shack, and Cracker Barrel. They've all said that higher meat prices and other input costs means that they have to raise menu prices. The Golden Arches have upped their prices by 8% in the first quarter of this year.
Susan Lee with Fox Business. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden is working to jumpstart the economy, saying when he took office, the economy was at a standstill and 20 million people were on unemployment.
He took action. He got the American Rescue Plan done. Democrats, only Democrats, voted for it, and it helped turn the economy around.
And she says America is not the only country dealing with record inflation. More testimony from Trump Attorney General William Barr during today's January 6th committee public hearing. The committee played testimony where Barr explained how he felt when Trump started saying the election was stolen.
I was somewhat demoralized because I thought, boy, if he really believes this stuff, he has, you know, lost contact he's become detached from reality.
The committee set to hold another hearing Wednesday. All entrances to Yellowstone National Park are closed until at least Wednesday, and visitors are evacuating as flooding has washed out roads and bridges. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
An Iraqi man held by U.S. officials who claims he was a senior al-Qaeda leader is now pleading guilty.
A man from Iraq held at the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, pleads guilty to war crimes after being held at the notorious prison for more than 15 years. Abd al-Hadi al-Iraqi admits to being a senior al-Qaeda operative who helped to carry out attacks against Americans and who operated one of the terror network's infamous training camps in Afghanistan. Al-Hadi faces life in prison but is likely to be transferred to a third-party nation for his sentence. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Federal regulators did not inspect baby formula plants in 2020. That's according to documents obtained by the Associated Press. The FDA has consistently inspected infant formula facilities annually, but inspections were canceled due to the pandemic. The gap in inspections is getting new scrutiny from Congress after a Michigan factory was closed due to contamination, contributing to the supply shortage. Fewer oranges are coming from Florida.
Citrus production in Florida declined this season to the lowest yield since before World War II. The Federal Department of Agriculture estimates Florida growers will fill 44 million boxes of oranges, grapefruit, and other specialty crops, though that's down more than 22% from the previous season. Florida's citrus production has been declining for two decades because of land development, foreign imports, severe weather, and a disease called citrus greening. Though the annual output is down, Florida's agriculture department has encouraged that orange production increase slightly for two consecutive months. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Britney Spears' ex-husband Jason Alexander remains jailed after being charged with felony stalking after showing up at her wedding to her longtime boyfriend last week. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.